Chief Frank Sylvester. He is the Lime Rock Fire Chief right outside of Providence, Rhode Island, a member of the Rhode Island Fire Code Safety Board of Appeal and Review. Chief, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you.
You had to deal with something very similar in your neck of the woods here a few years back. Let me ask you this, as we're looking at Brazil having to go through this heartache, what have we done here in the United States to make sure similar incidences don't happen again?
What happened over here is we had a commission set up sometime around 2004. The commission was established through the legislature and also the governor. And the commission, we adopted new rules. First of all, we eliminated the grandfathering clause, which was a clause that could be used just about any place, any time, and say we're grandfathered in because of what happened. Over here now, we made sure that our codes were enforced, and we gave the authority to the fire marshal's office, and we also gave the authority to the local fire marshals in the different communities in the state of Rhode Island. In doing so, we adopted NFPA 1, which is the life code, NFPA 101, and these are the codes we went by, along with our own codes, that we kind of changed a few of the, we did some modifications to our own codes, and this is what we have now. And our fire codes right now in the state of Rhode Island, with what we have now, I don't believe will ever happen again what happened to the Station Nightclub fire. They're strictly enforced. And what we did by doing that there, like we allow our fire marshal's office and the inspectors to go into these nightclubs, to go into these restaurants and check them as far as the safety equipment, what they have in there. Because what we did over here is our priority was life safety first. And that's what we stand by, our life safety. And putting the codes in place, it's been fantastic out here with us. Mm-hmm. You know, that may have maybe a couple of businesses that figure that there's hardships, but also they have a right to come before the Board of Appeals and Review, and we would go over their case by case, and we would come up with solutions. And this is how we did it over here, and it's been fantastic. I would say that we're a model. We're a model for the country. We're a model for the world as far as that goes.
Well, Frank, when it comes to these nightclub fires, it seems like things just go up so quickly. And in this case, sounded like in Brazil, security guards were blocking the entrances. How common is something like that?
Well, that's the other thing. I understand, according to what I'm hearing, there was only one means of egress down there. Here in Rhode Island, we make sure that there's more than one means of egress. That's number one. Number two, if you're a nightclub, if you're any type of a place that serves liquor or anything like that there, the occupancy over 100, you have to have it sprinkled.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have crowd management training. And this is all done through the local fire marshal and through the fire marshal's office. We have a very good state fire marshal's office over here now, because what we did is we put teeth into the code where they can come out and they can do different things out here where it's all protection life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But some of that must not have been in place, obviously, in Brazil in this case.
I would say a lot of it wasn't in place, because when you look at the capacity that they had over there, they're saying that it was definitely over capacity. Same thing as the Station Nightclub fire. It exceeded the capacity. The sprinklers, to us, we really, really are more or less demanding that sprinklers be put in these different venues.
Yeah,
and without them, they're not going to get the permit to open up.
Well, it looks like it's one of those things that when we have a tragedy like this, people start getting very reflective about their own best practices. Chief Sylvester and the Lime Rock Fire Chief, he's right outside of Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, they went through that horrific fire, the station fire, all those many years ago. Sir, we appreciate your time and expertise here on America's Radio News.
Thank you.
You betcha, sir.